I'm AI News, and these three humanoid robots just got several generalist AI upgrades from NVIDIA, and today I'm going to show you their newest, most impressive features and what they can now do as a direct result, starting with number three, Neo Gamma from 1X Robotics. In fact, this humanoid has 9 new upgrades compared to its original Neo Beta version, starting with number 9, its multi-purpose whole-body controller. This whole-body controller is made for natural human-like movement with synchronized arm swings, and it allows the robot to squat, pick up objects, and sit in chairs, and mimic other forms of human motion very closely. And it operates at 100 hertz and uses reinforcement learning that's trained from human motion capture data. And this provides for more dynamic levels of control and an expanded range of motion. This leads us to number 8, its improved general purpose manipulation, which is thanks to Neo Gamma's new visual manipulation model that enables it to pick up a wide variety of objects in diverse untrained environments. And it's powered by end-to-end neural networks that predict teleoperated actions directly from raw sensor data, which enhances its overall adaptability and versatility in real-world environments. Then there's upgrade number 7. It's large language models, and these are newly developed LLMs that drive Neo Gamma's newest companion feature, which allow for more natural conversations. And this goes into feature number 6, which is its redesigned head. Basically, the Neo Gamma sports a new head design that's intended to evoke more comfort and familiarity from humans because it's apparently supposed to be more aesthetically pleasing. And this brings us to upgrade number 5, which is its 3D printed knit suit and shoes. And this is another aesthetic feature that is knitted from Japanese nylon using a Shimoseki machine to make a whole garment knitted for the entire body without impeding any performance. Then there's upgrade number 4, which is the robot's tendon-driven joint actuation and soft covers. See, unlike other robots with traditional electric drives, Neo Gamma uses a tendon drive system for joint actuation encased in its soft covers, which enhances its passive safety for human interactions to prioritize household compatibility. This brings us to upgrade number 3, which are its emotive earrings. This is its newest addition to improve communication, providing real-time visual feedback for more intuitive and interactive experiences. And this brings us to upgrade number 2, which is the robot's hardware reliability and its noise reduction. Basically, Neo Gamma boasts a 10 times increase in its hardware reliability, ensuring that it can withstand prolonged use in homes. And it features a total of 10 decibels decrease in noise, making it as quiet as a refrigerator, which is approximately 40 to 50 decibels compared to its noisier beta predecessor. And this goes to upgrade number 1, which is the robot's advanced audio system. Now, the robot includes 4 microphones, one in the front, back, left, and right, with beamforming and echo cancellation for crystal clear audio capture, which is another newer feature for enhanced audio perception, with its 3-speaker system comprising one in the chest and 2 in the pelvis for outward-facing speakers, providing a 360-degree sound effect for music, as well as for conversation and collaboration. And the Neo Gamma is now able to generalize for unseen objects thanks to 1X's partnership with NVIDIA, where the two companies worked on an extensive week-long experiment together to tackle the intricate challenges of robot autonomy. And in this case, their focus was on 1X's Neo Gamma humanoid. And the result of these experiments were that in just 1 week, the robot was able to exhibit a shocking level of progress. For instance, one of its key breakthroughs came when it was successfully able to pass objects between its hands without being explicitly trained to do so, which is a task that requires both extreme force control and real-time awareness. But there's another robot that's pushing the boundaries even further, and that is number 2, Boston Dynamics' newest Atlas. As this week, another brand new real-world application was revealed for Boston Dynamics' Atlas robot thanks to a new partnership with marketing company WPP, which aims to use Atlas as a dynamic mobile camera platform for production crews. And Atlas is the perfect cameraman, standing at just 150 centimeters or 5 feet tall and weighing 89 kilograms. The robot has 28 degrees of freedom to give it unparalleled flexibility. And unlike most robots, it can lift a huge payload of 20 kilograms and hold it completely steady for extended periods in awkward positions while maintaining its balance and navigating uneven terrain. This was demonstrated multiple times by having Atlas carry entire camera rigs across film sets, offering repeatable, long-duration shots that outpace bulky, track-bound robotic systems or stationary cranes. Plus, Atlas's compact, track-free design allows for access to tight or hazardous locations. Whether they're volcanoes or deep caves, it allows for the Atlas to do things that may be too dangerous for human operators. But the real challenge of adapting Atlas to filmmaking was in its training data, because general-purpose robotics platforms require vast datasets, which are often unavailable for niche applications like filming. And this is where NVIDIA's Cosmos came into play with a suite of World Foundation models to generate simulated environments for training. And in this case, NVIDIA's Omniverse platform used RTX GPUs to simulate camera movements through a chaotic set, adjusting to obstacles in real time using reinforcement learning and NVIDIA's Isaac Sim robotics engine. Then in the real world, Atlas uses its onboard LiDAR, stereo vision, and force torque sensors with its battery to sustain it for just 60 minutes of runtime. Additionally, the robot's AI processes visual inputs at 30 frames per second, and it operates super quietly at just 45 decibels so as not to disturb film crews. And this last robot is using NVIDIA's general AI for entertainment rather than work. This brings us to number one, Unitree's G1 Humanoid. In its latest robot demonstration, we can see it first jumping up from a laying position straight into a standing position like a kung fu move. And in another demonstration, it's seen doing a sweeping kick as well as striking an object with precision. In yet another demonstration, the G1 is doing competitive tai chi, and it's moving much like an actual human without any awkward jumps. And finally, there is a demonstration of the robot standing up from a laying position with a bag weighing it down. And there is a video of the robot taking a serious kick to the back while still maintaining its balance, which is something that hasn't been seen quite yet to this level. And this is all thanks to NVIDIA's newest generalist AI being implemented in all of these robots. And finally,
so once you have self-driving cars and you have autonomous humanoid robots, where everyone can have their own personal C-3PO and R2-D2, but even better than that, that's Optimus. You can imagine like your own personal robot buddy that is a great friend, but also takes care of your house, we'll clean your house, we'll mow the lawn, we'll walk the dog, we'll teach your kids, we'll babysit, and we'll also enable the production of goods and services, basically with no limit. And when you combine that with sustainable energy from the sun and batteries, we could also, at the same time, also maintain a great environment. So that, I think, is the future that we want. A future where nobody's in need. You can have what you want. But we still have nature. We still have, the beautiful parts of nature that we like. I think that's probably the best future. What other future would you want? I think that's like the cool future. And also space travel, let's not forget that. So if you can have basically anything you want and travel to space and go to Mars, and that'd be, it's about as good as it gets, you know? It's like, that's it.